Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is good to be alive. Glad it's Tuesday. The week just racing by. And thank you for tuning in. Paul Douglas with you, DJ producing Jordana, filling in this morning from 9 to noon. Hopefully we will all be back together again next week. And my question to you, yeah, you, are you considering an electric vehicle? Or maybe a hybrid? Or do you think it's too soon? You're not convinced? You're skeptical? You're waiting for more information? It's good to be skeptical about everything. I've owned about 42 cars and trucks since I turned 16. And all but two of those were gas-powered. And right now I have gas-powered and I have electric. And I've done some rough calculations. I figure I'm spending about a third as much per mile to get around with electric. It feels like I'm driving for free. And I know I'm not, but that's just what it feels like because the maintenance is virtually zero. Bring it in, we'll rotate the tires. There's 150 moving parts. Typical gas-powered vehicle, about 10,000 moving parts. There's just less that can break, less that can go wrong. And I sense it's the future. And look, I loved every one of my vehicles. I love the gas. I love the electric. Just curious what you think about that. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Are you considering a hybrid, which takes advantage of battery and gas, or going all electric? More options available. Twin Cities Auto Show coming up in mid-May. I think there will be 14 different all-electric vehicles at the state fairgrounds that you can check out. So I'm excited about that. GM and Honda are collaborating on a platform that they can share to bring down the cost. They're trying to create affordable electric vehicles that cost less than $30,000. And General Motors is going to be producing a fully electric Corvette. That was announced yesterday. Looks like first there's going to be a hybrid model of the current Corvette, the Stingray, beautiful car. And then, fairly quickly in short order, an all-electric Vette. Ford is making more of their F-150 Lightning all-electric trucks due to overwhelming demand. The initial plan was for 40,000 vehicles. The demand has been so incredible. I think they're ramping that up to 150,000 of these electric Ford pickup trucks, the Lightning trucks, that can power your home. If your power goes out, severe weather, whatever, you can actually reverse the flow of electrons and use your truck to power your home, which is pretty cool. And DJ, you pointed something out to me. I thought it was fake news. You said that Ford has a hybrid for under $20,000. And I thought, no, that can't be.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Yeah, the 2022 Ford Maverick is a hybrid pickup truck that Ford is making. And my understanding is you can't even get an order in for one of these because they're so backed up. They're becoming so popular and people want them. But it's a pickup truck. You can get it in four doors. So you can put your family in it. It's got the bed. You can do some towing with it. It gets 42 miles a gallon. A pickup truck with 42 miles a gallon in the city. And it sells the base price, the intro price, is just under $20,000. And the fully electric F-150 Lightning is double that, is just under $40,000 starting. So this is half the price. It's hybrid. It still gets great gas mileage. And for a lot of truck owners, I mean, I don't think it gets any better than this. You can still fit five or, I don't know, maybe it's six people in there. It's $20,000. You get great gas mileage. It seems like a great deal, and I guess that's why they're having trouble stocking them.
Yeah. It gets 500 miles on a single tank of gas. And again, the hybrid is standard from what I understand on the Ford Maverick. You can also get you can get it without the battery, a 2-liter EcoBoost engine. But man, 500 miles on a single tank of gas, 42 mpg in the city, having that battery. And I think people are going to come around when they realize they can go everywhere they need to go and spend less money getting there and spending less money on maintenance. Who enjoys dropping off their vehicle at the dealership and spending hundreds of dollars on service? I can't say I enjoy that. So I think that day is coming. Are you still skeptical? Are you getting closer? You buy your vehicles used, which I think is smart.
I've never bought a new vehicle. I've never bought a vehicle, I think, newer than at least 5 years old. And I'm looking to drive economically, and it's getting close. It's getting very close to evening out. You know, this truck we're just talking about, the Ford Maverick for under $20,000, that's great. And I think if I needed a truck in 6, 7, 8, 9 years, maybe I'd buy one of those. But they're brand new. There isn't any old ones of those yet, right?
Right.
And, you know, Toyota just made their minivan hybrid as well. And but it's just last year that they made that change. So I have a Toyota minivan, but I've got one that's 5 years old. So I think for me, as somebody who's, you know, still not ready to fork over the tens of thousands of dollars for a new vehicle, I think it's really close, because I think in the new vehicle market, it's almost a no-brainer at this point. And in the used vehicle market, that means we're 5, 6, 7, 8 years away from having a good selection of used vehicles that are hybrid and electric. And,
right.
You know, there's certain models. Yes, if you want to go to a Prius or something like that, you can find those used. But the market is just exploding in new vehicles, which means the used vehicle market's going to trail a little behind that.
The range is increasing. The batteries are getting more efficient. You can go farther on one charge. And as I think service stations are going to cater to both gas and electric. One side of the service station is going to be gas pumps. The other side is going to be chargers, at least the smart ones.
Yeah.
I think that's already happening.
Now, one concern that I've heard, and I don't know how true this is, but I've heard that the batteries in both electric and hybrid vehicles need to get replaced often at a, 7 to 12 years after the purchase, that if you're going to keep driving that car longer, that often the batteries need to get replaced. And at this point, it's still a many thousands of dollars to make that switch. So you're at a place where you go, right when the car might be worth $10,000, you got to put $8,000 into it to change that battery. And that's a concern. If I'm going to go buy a 10-year-old vehicle, that's certainly something that I would want to do some more research into.
We'll talk more about that and have a quiz about EVs coming up at 4:30. Today's terrible trivia at 4:30 focused on electric vehicles. But first, Tim Lammers with suggestions what to stream. Tim's up next.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
My life and everything, it just all feels pretty great. Since I quit drinking, I've been making changes.
You have throw pillows? It's like somebody lives here.
You're an important part of my life. You know, maybe we should move in together.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, beauty.
You seem very put together.
Do I?
We should hang out in Berlin.
I actually have to work when I get there.
You have work in Germany?
It literally feels like you're living in a spy novel.
What's going on, Cass?
I'm an asset for the CIA.
Season 2 of The Flight Attendant has dropped, starring Kaley Cuoco. I got to admit, I think I'm one of many who has a crush on Kaley Cuoco. Tim Lammer's joining us. I have a crush on you, too, so that...
Mutual feelings, my friend. hello, Paul. Yeah, Kaley Cuoco is back, and there is something just absolutely lovable about her in this role. She's this reckless flight attendant. If you haven't seen that first season, go back and watch that one first. You can't start this series cold. You have to go back to that beginning. Yep. You're going to go through that fast. So trying to avoid spoilers for what happens that first season, she's back. Again, she's a reckless flight attendant. She helped solve the murder case that could have easily gone the wrong way and implicated her. She got her life in order. Admitted she was an alcoholic, became sober. She's got a new boyfriend. She's a couple days away from her first anniversary of sobriety when she receives this mysterious envelope with a set of keys in it. And then the fun starts all over again. And now she's working undercover for the CIA and using her job as a flight attendant as a cover. And once she oversteps her boundaries, she becomes embroiled in yet another murder mystery. So, you know, the big challenge, and I think you have seen this show, right, Paul?
Oh, yeah. I watched season one, and I'm always amazed, Tim, how they end season one in a way that they could create a season two if the demand is there and if, well, it's Netflix, right?
It is actually HBO Max.
Oh, HBO Max. And in other words, if there's enough demand, if enough people watch season one, they leave it with a cliffhanger so they can come back with a season two. And they did that this time around, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's really a tough deal. I mean, you don't know some shows, even though it seems like streaming is a lot more forgiving when it comes to shows and whether they're a hit or not. You know, some shows on broadcast television make it an episode or two and they're gone. But here they're going the full nine yards and they release all the episodes no matter the case. And yes, luckily, I mean, look, yes, it could have ended perfectly as it was last season, but they, you know, came back with another one and they have to top it. So I think they did the right thing. They go with the same quirky approach. You know, you got that quirky tone, great writing, and the music, you can hear some of it in that sound there. It just keeps you on edge. And then, of course, it really, the anchor of all of this is Kaley Cuoco. And, you know, with that, there are only two episodes so far in this season, Paul. They're releasing them one at a time, but they started with two. I think this certainly has a shot. I mean, you know, you can't give them the exact same thing you gave them last time. This time, it just has a little different angle.
Interesting. Hey, I love Bill Hader in Barry, and season three has dropped. Here's a clip.
There's always a million reasons not to do something, Barry. If you want it, go for it.
This is what you do. This is all you do.
Why can't I do both things?
I'm done, Fuchs.
Starting now.
Bravo! I just saw you go to a place tonight I have never seen before.
I didn't think I'd like this one either, but Bill Hader sells it. I mean, he's amazing.
He is amazing in it. Then you have Henry Winkler in it, and of course another actor. Stephen Root, you heard his voice there, and then Anthony Carrigan as NoHo Hank, North Hollywood Hank. But yeah, this is a dark comedy. I mean, it can be really brutally violent. At the same time, it could be brutally funny. Now, again, it's one of those deals. Go back to the beginning if you haven't started already. Barry Bill Hader is Barry Berkman. He's a hitman from the Midwest. He travels to L.A. to do a job, but he mistakenly becomes entangled in the theater scene out there, falls in love with an aspiring actress, and before you know it, he wants a career change to become an actor, but you can't walk away from a job as a hitman so easily, especially when some of your clients are right out there in Los Angeles. So, you know, over the two seasons that have been out, and here's the other amazing thing, Paul. Season one was 2018. 2 was 2019. So we've had to wait 3 years because of the pandemic and other things going on for this third season. So you really, unless, you know, I watched this show late after both seasons came out, so I'm a lot more familiar. But if you've been waiting 3 years for season 3 and haven't seen anything in between, go back and refresh yourself. Because obviously the more and more Bill Hader becomes embroiled in the theater scene, he also finds that some of the hits are hitting too close to home, one involving his acting coach, played by Henry Winkler, who is just terrific in the series. So, again, prepare yourself if you haven't seen it. It's they're hitmen, and they go to extremes to get rid of their targets. But, again, it's so funny, too. And something, clearly you wouldn't expect when you're talking about the plot. But, again, you get a guy like Bill Hader involved, you know you're going to laugh sometime, somewhere in the series.
Yeah, it's laugh out loud funny at times. At other times, it's troubling. So it's a weird disconnect. And speaking of disconnects, and I hope you can review this, Barack Obama is hosting a special on Netflix. I think it's a 5-part series on the world's national parks. And I thought,
I believe it's called The Great National Parks. And yes, I have run across that. So certainly, that looks
it's
completely
amazing.
Fascinating. Oh, so you've seen it already then?
I watched the first episode, the cinematography, animals doing stuff I've never seen animals do in my life. Hippos body surfing. I mean, they had me at body surfing hippos, but that's just one more I'm hoping I can get on your list. And I want you to talk about Ozark, because that's about to drop, right?
It is. And, I don't want to review a show too many days ahead of time. I like to hit them right when they drop or just a few days after. And fortunately for us, Friday, I only have one movie. So I will talk about the first few episodes anyway of season 4, part 2 of Ozark. Believe it or not, Paul, I have seen all 7 episodes already. I actually saw them a couple weeks ago, and I've been bursting to talk about it. But, we hold our tongues because of embargoes and, don't talk about it. And but finally, it does drop on Friday, all 7 episodes on Netflix. The Netflix has asked us not to talk about the last 2 episodes yet, not until next week. So I'll give you a review of the first 5 episodes on Friday, and then we'll touch on the last 2 on next Tuesday. And hopefully by then, Paul, because I know you're a big fan, you will have seen all 7 episodes.
Oh, I will. I'm doing some. It's going to be a crappy weekend, a rainy weekend, so I'm gonna catch up on Ozark. And Tim Lammers, thank you. Great tease, and we're looking forward to Friday already. And you have a great week, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk Ozark and more stuff on Friday.
Sounds good. The one and only Tim Lammers. So when we come back, how to keep Minnesota communities safer when it comes to policing? And should Minnesota be taxing Social Security? I'm going to have a chance to chat with GOP Senator Jeremy Miller and get the Republican perspective on that and the bill they are putting forth. More details on that when we come back on CCO. Paul, back with you. Thank you for tuning in. I want to go on record. I don't have the answer key, but collectively, we do have the answer key.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To all our problems, right? You get smart people in a room, and usually you can figure out a way forward. When it comes to Minnesota's recovery post-pandemic, what's at the top of the list that people are concerned about? Well, it's the economy and it's crime. How do we keep our communities, not just the downtowns, but all communities, safer? There's a lot of people upset about this surge in crime and carjackings. I wanted to invite Senator Jeremy Miller, the Senate Majority Leader for the state of Minnesota, on the air with us today, and so glad he could join us. Senator, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. District 28, southeastern Minnesota. Are your constituents concerned about crime?
Paul, it is one of the things we're hearing most about, not only from the constituents that I represent, but people from all across the state of Minnesota. At a time when violent crime is at record highs, we're hearing from more and more Minnesotans that no longer feel safe in the communities that they live, work, and raise a family. And to Republicans in the Senate, it is just not acceptable. And that is why we have made public safety a priority this session.
Senator, a lot of focus, as it should be, on police reform, but also it's a numbers game. We're losing a lot of very capable, very qualified police officers to a variety of causes. And your plan, the GOP plan, correct me if I'm wrong, about $100 million aimed at recruiting and retaining more law enforcement officers through training and incentives and even an ad and marketing campaign, right? Can you delve into that, and why is this necessary?
Yeah, Paul. So our public safety proposal is very simple. Overall, our entire public safety proposal invests over $400 million to help make our communities safer. And we do that by a few different things. It's a very comprehensive package. Number one, funding for more police officers, more good cops on the street will result in less crime. It's very, very simple. And you mentioned it, at a time when we're seeing this defund the police movement and anti-police rhetoric really put a negative spotlight on our law enforcement profession, what it's doing is it's causing police officers to retire at a faster rate and a younger age than we ever have seen before. And that's why it's so important for us to, number one, retain good police officers, and then number two, recruit more police officers to this very honorable profession. The next thing that our proposal does, Paul, is it gets tough on crime. If someone breaks the law, they should be held accountable. And that's what our package does. It holds violent criminals accountable for their actions by getting tough on crime. And then finally, what this package includes is it provides victims the justice that they deserve. And too often we're seeing violent criminals repeat violent crimes and then continue to repeat and repeat and repeat. And there's this revolving door of violent crimes. And we just want to put an end to that, Paul, and we want to make sure that those victims get the justice that they deserve.
We're talking with Senator Jeremy Miller. What kind of reaction are you getting from the DFL? Does this have a prayer of being signed? Is there some way to compromise with your partners across the aisle?
Well, Paul, I think we're all hearing it at every level, and I think it's more important than ever that public officials, every party, Democrat, Republican, Independent, every level of government join together and make public safety a priority. And again, Republicans have done this in the Senate. We feel that the best way to address this crime issue, these high rates, record rates of crime, are to put more good cops on the street, to hold violent criminals accountable, and provide the justice that victims deserve. And we hope that Democrats will join our efforts to help get this done.
Senator, on this show, I've talked about taxes, and I think everybody should pay their fair share. I think I pay enough taxes. I think most Minnesotans do pay enough taxes. And the one thing that just sticks in my craw is that older folks who really rely on Social Security are still taxed on their Social Security benefits. And we're losing a lot of these retirees who could add so much value here in Minnesota. We're losing them to states like Arizona and Florida for a variety of reasons, including the weather, but also the fact that they're just trying to find a climate where there's less taxation, especially when it comes to their Social Security benefits. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is this the right time with this enormous budget surplus that Minnesota has to try to get some relief for these folks?
It is absolutely the right time. Senate Republicans have proposed the full elimination of income taxes on Social Security benefits. Minnesota is one of only 12 states, that still taxes Social Security benefits. And at a time when the state has a $9.3 billion budget deficit, now is the time to provide seniors this much-deserved tax relief. And I think it's important to note, why does the state have such a large surplus? It's because the state of Minnesota is over-collecting from the taxpayers. So not only do we eliminate the tax on Social Security benefits, but we also provide relief to all Minnesotans, all working Minnesotans who pay income taxes. So if you pay income taxes in Minnesota, our proposal would put more money in your pocket every single paycheck, week after week, month after month, year after year, in addition to eliminating the tax on Social Security income.
Anything else you'd like to say to folks listening right now statewide? Appreciate your perspective on everything you just talked about when it comes to crime, when it comes to Social Security. But what did I miss? What should I have asked you?
Well, Paul, you nailed the two issues that we're hearing about most from Minnesotans: public safety and giving the money back to the people of Minnesota, especially hardworking Minnesotans and senior citizens. So that's what Republicans are hearing from people all across the state of Minnesota. And as a result, those are two of our top priorities this legislative session. And we look forward to the next 4 weeks working together with our Democrat colleagues in the House and the Senate, as well as the governor, to get good things done for the people of Minnesota.
Because there's not going to be a special session. Didn't the governor say that, right? It has to get done the next 4 weeks, right?
Paul, after month after month after month after month of special sessions, no one wants to see a special session this year. So we are all ready to work together, hopefully, and get these good things done for the people of the state of Minnesota. So hopefully no special session. I don't think anyone wants to see that.
Yeah, we need our summer more than ever, all of us. Senator Jeremy Miller, Majority Leader, GOP, thank you for joining us today, Senator. Appreciate your perspective.
You bet. Thank you for having me, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Thank you. It'll get better when it's 75, but then we'll just find something else to complain about, right? Humidity, thunderstorms. I'm looking forward to those days. Anyway, and again, we're going to get different perspectives. I'd love to get Governor Walz on to talk about his thoughts about taxing Social Security. In the meantime, some stuff that made us laugh when we come back on CCO.
Twitter and Elon Musk have reached a deal for the billionaire to purchase the social media company and take it private. The board agreed to the deal this afternoon, accepting Musk's $44 billion deal. $44 billion. Imagine having so much money, you think it's a good idea to buy hell.
Oh, that may be overly optimistic. Oh, my. $46 billion, and I think he's financing it, too. I know he's worth, what, a couple of hundred billion? But I don't think he's paying cash. And it doesn't close for another few months, so for what that's worth. Thank you to James Corden for making us laugh. Look, I saw the market was down again today. What, stock market down over 800 points. I'm just going to start investing in whiskey. You know, you hear these stories about people who buy, and look, a lot of people make a lot of money from wine. They know what to buy and how long to hold it and when to sell it. A forgotten cask of whiskey sold for $1.3 million. And get this, some guy in the United States purchased a $6,400 cask from the Macallan Distillery more than 30 years ago and then forgot about it. And left it there at some point. Maybe he was moving. I don't know. They discovered they have this cask of whiskey. Again, they paid just over $6,000 for it. It's worth $1.3 million. That's a pretty good return on investment. But I don't know.
Are you into the, like, super fancy, super expensive whiskey No. scene? Are you, like, going to No. get a $200 shot of whiskey somewhere?
No. No. I don't. I did a whiskey tasting once on a cruise,
mm-hmm.
and there were like six or seven or eight different kinds of whiskey, and you're supposed to swish it around and just sip it. I drank all of them. I paid $100 for this. I'm going to drink them all. And
how much?
But no, as a rule, I don't drink whiskey.
Oh, okay.
On a dare. I like scotch.
How much did you pay for the last bottle of scotch that you purchased?
Oh, God, I don't know. $50, maybe?
50, okay.
And I've had it for probably 10 years. I mean, I just try to cut back on the drinking because I know how I'm going to feel the next day. And I just don't have the luxury.
You don't need to have seven of them. You can just have a couple, you know.
Well, I know. And is that healthy for you now? Just a little bit of scotch every day?
Oh, I don't know.
Every other day?
It changes every couple of months, so who knows?
Yeah. I thought the latest was that any amount of alcohol causes your brain to shrink. And I don't need shrinkage there either, you know? I don't. Hey, my sister sent me something today, and I'm going to share this with you and our listeners. And I did not realize this, and I don't know if it's true. It might be a conspiracy theory. But she said that if you sneeze and fart at the same time, your body takes a screenshot.
Okay.
I think. Can I? Yeah. And my sister sends this stuff, and I don't request it, but she just. Do you have people in your life that, if you sneeze and fart. So next time, try it. I think it's true.
I don't think I can do that on demand. But where do you now? Does she text that directly to you, or is this some family thread, or what?
Yeah, it was something she saw on Facebook. It was actually, it was a pharmacy down in Austin, Texas, and they have the funniest things up on their signs, and that was up on the sign.
Does she know that? Like, you're just supposed to post that on Facebook. You don't need to send it in a message. Like, we've got a family message with a bunch of extended family members, and people are always putting. You know, memes or quotes or things. And I have to block it because I'm like, I don't have time to look at 20 of these a day. And this is what social media is for. You put it on there and I'll go look at it if I want to. But you don't need to message me with your you know, some dumb joke you just came up with.
Hey, it's science, okay? It's science. All right?
The problem is, it's just like the screenshot on your phone, you don't ever know where that thing saves, right? So we've got all these screenshots, and you ever have that problem? You take a screenshot, it worked! Where the heck is that thing?
Where's that image?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Next time that happens to you, let me know what kind of result. Your results may vary, by the way. Couple of news nuggets that made us do a triple take up next.
From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy studio, this is News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.